News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We're halfway through the week, the Wednesday edition. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No accidents and light traffic coming across the bayway and the causeway. We do have some heavier traffic from Tillman's Corner, Theodore Dawes, and Highway 90, so be careful in that stretch if you're having westbound I-10, but no accidents reported in that area, just radar. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus LA Tech at 6 p.m. Order your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Airbus employees in Mobile want to remind drivers that schools are back in session and school zones will be congested with traffic and pedestrians. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly, observe speed limits, and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. While driving, buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. Together, we can make this the safest school year ever. This message provided by Airbus, a proud member of the Mobile community.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Dr. Bill's full forecast on the way at 6:35. Discussion of the tropics as well. Right now, 71, heading for a high around 90 today, which means a few more showers in the mix, like yesterday afternoon and evening when we got a pretty good dose of some big, not everybody, but a lot of us. You said you got power knocked out.
Yeah, I lost my power yesterday. Wasn't expecting it, but that's always when it happens,
never
right?
expecting it. It's August. You know, that it
yes,
happens.
I should have been expecting it.
Of course, it only lightning only hit the tower for us, I think, 16 times yesterday.
Is that all?
That was it.
So at least it wasn't 17.
Right. You're always looking at the bright side of things. I like that, Dalton. All right, 6:08, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A missing senior alert is in effect right now for a Bullock County man. He could be anywhere in the state. 82-year-old Norman Ivey could be suffering from a condition which may impair his judgment. That's according to authorities. He was last seen at his home in Union Springs around 3 p.m. on Monday. He's described as being 5'5" tall, black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with any information is urged to contact 911 if you know of Mr. Ivey's whereabouts, or you can contact the Bullock County Sheriff's Office at 334-738-2670. A security system did its job, scaring a would-be burglar away, preventing him from entering Cammie's Old Dutch ice cream shop. A man caught on camera trying to break into the popular Midtown Mobile business was caught on surveillance video as you see him throw a flower pot, the owner says, into the front door at the business located on Old Shell Road at Florida Street around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday. The shop's owner said he did try to disable the alarm before he smashed the glass. He ran away, though, once the alarm sounded. If you have information on who this man may be, call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is taken into custody overnight, charged in a machete attack. According to a series of tweets from Mobile Police Department, two men got into a fight. 24-year-old Michael Walker then pulled out a machete and attacked the other man. Happened early this morning near Imogene and Orleans Streets in Midtown Mobile. The victim was rushed to the hospital. We do not know his condition at this hour. Pensacola police are looking for a man they say kidnapped a woman outside a bar in the downtown area and then raped her. Surveillance video shows the man carrying the woman to his car. She appears unconscious in the video. You can watch that video to see if you can identify the man on WKRG.com. The first bell will ring for several schools in our area this morning. Students and teachers are returning to Satsuma City Schools, schools in Escambia County, Alabama, Mobile Christian School in Mobile, and schools in Greene County, Mississippi. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning. It's 6:13 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears had Tuesday night off, but they'll begin a five-game series tonight right here in Mobile against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues on Tuesday, the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals split a doubleheader. The Nationals picked up a win in Game 1, 8-3, but the Braves got them back in Game 2 with a 3-1 win. Edgar Inciarte had a two-run triple in the ninth inning to put the Braves ahead.
Hot shot, fair ball, headed for the corner. That's going to score Freddie. It kicks off the wall. Ball gets by Harper. Markakis around third. Throw toward the plate. Offline, and the Braves get two in the ninth.
Matt Carpenter hit his 30th home run of the season with his St. Louis Cardinals beating Miami 3-2.
3-2. Carpenter, a high fly ball, lifted out to deep right. At the wall, number 30! 30 home runs for Carpenter! St. Louis on top, 3-2.
Philadelphia got the win over Arizona 5-2. Boston beat Toronto 10-7 in 10 innings. The Houston Astros beat San Francisco 2-1 thanks to an 8th-inning 2-run homer by Tyler White.
This ball sent to left field, high in the air and deep. All the way back, Slater at the wall, gone! Tyler White is in a 2-run home run! And just like last night, the Astros trailing the whole game 1-0. Take a 2-1 lead here on Tyler White.
Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-3, ending a three-game losing streak, and the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3 in 13 innings. Cleveland Browns rookie wide receiver Antonio Callaway was cited for marijuana possession and driving with a suspended license when he was stopped early Sunday morning in Strongsville, Ohio. Callaway was a fourth-round pick in this year's NFL draft out of the University of Florida. According to the police report, Callaway was arrested at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. He'd been stopped for a traffic violation, failing to yield to oncoming traffic. After police determined Callaway was driving with a suspended license, an officer found a small amount of suspected marijuana. Callaway's due in court on Thursday morning. He had a turbulent college career at Florida. He was suspended twice and missed the entire 2017 season for allegedly using stolen credit card information to fund bookstore accounts. Then Callaway tested positive for drugs at the NFL Combine prior to being drafted by the Browns. In some college basketball news, Michigan head coach John Boeheim underwent a successful scheduled double bypass heart surgery Monday in Ann Arbor. Boeheim is expected to leave the hospital in a few days, and he hopes to be fully active by the time the Wolverines begin fall practice in October. Michigan assistant Sadie Washington will serve as the team's interim head coach during Boeheim's absence. In April, Boeheim led Michigan to its second national title game appearance since 2013, where the Wolverines lost to Villanova 79-62. In the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers first-round pick guard Zaire Smith has been diagnosed with a fractured left foot after suffering the injury Monday during a developmental camp. Smith is scheduled for surgery later this week, but his recovery timetable is currently unclear. 6:16 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Was it like Home Run Derby or something? I mean, the bats were hot yesterday.
Bunch of home runs. Man, I love how excited the announcers get. And yes, it sounds like the crowds are getting back to the old baseball crowds. You know, for a while there, the crowds weren't showing up. Maybe that has something to do with all the home runs that have been being hit.
Well, I mean, yesterday was quite a display.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 6:16. We're coming right back. We'll check in with News 5 and also Kelly for headlines. And Kane, you ready? Kane's got some traffic coming our way, too.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring and an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, westbound I-10 between 90 and Theodore Dawes Road. Already seeing some long lines traveling this morning. No accidents reported. As you're traveling from the 65 split in downtown from the tunnels, a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford also checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust, has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to large, more complex jobs. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Bopio Mornings. And yes, seeing some response on Twitter this morning. You were tweeting this yesterday. I was tweeting about it this morning. The exclusive over at Yellowhammer News, the interview with former governor and now a full-time dermatologist, Robert Bentley,
yes.
as he says, he wants to, he's talked about his legacy, he thinks it's pretty great, and how he still loves people of Alabama and all the great things he did, and he leaves the door open for what?
A Senate run in 2020.
Okay, we got to go back and dig through the deal that was struck for him. I thought it said he could not run for office.
I think you're right. I feel like that was part of the deal, part of the really, really awful punishment that he was handed down.
That, you know, whatever court cost is, I mean, almost like an episode of the People's Court where court cost of $774 and restitution of $115.
Yeah, and go apologize to your victim.
That's right. That's basically what it seemed like for the former governor of the state. But I thought part of that was, yeah, he had to pay back some campaign funds, and he couldn't run for office. But we'll dig around there. But yes, he is. If you'll go to either Dalton's feed at Dalton or Wig or at FM Talk 106.5, you can grab that story or just go straight to Yellowhammer. Yeah, Bentley says, hey, he could be running in 20. You want to talk about a circus? Add some extra rings to your circus if you bring the former governor of the state in to run for Senate.
And hey, maybe Roy Moore will give it another shot.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping they all get in. Also on the way, a story that, it's what goes on in the grocery store parking lot. You know, it's disputes over shopping carts. But this one ended, like, differently than I've heard them before. We'll give you that story coming up in just a second. Now with some real headlines, here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Biloxi this morning as we now know even more information about a fatal train collision involving a bus, which happened in 2017. The National Transportation Safety Board has determined that the probable cause of that accident was a failure on behalf of the City of Biloxi and CSX Transportation. NTSB said both parties failed to communicate about vehicles getting stuck on those tracks, also known as grounding. The NTSB announced that maintenance that raised the crossing in 2014 resulted in nearly 20 incidents of vehicles getting stuck on the crossing, including that fatal collision. The board also concluded that all of the bus drivers' decisions that day were reasonable. There were 15 findings from the NTSB investigation, which included better communication and more proactive measures from every agency involved. Sadly, four people, they were passengers, they lost their lives in that accident. More than a dozen states are agreeing with the state of Nevada as it fights drug companies battling the use of their products in an inmate's execution. Republican attorneys generals from 15 states have filed documents, they did so on Monday, with the Nevada Supreme Court, arguing that drug company Alvogen's claims are part of a, quote, guerrilla war against the death penalty. The AGs represented 15 states, which include Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, and also Tennessee. According to the AP, Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt has asked the state's highest court to quickly review the matter so convicted killer Scott Raymond Dozier's twice postponed lethal injection can be put back on track for mid-November. You see, a judge has blocked that execution just hours before it was scheduled in July so she could hear from the drug makers and their claims that Nevada improperly obtained its sedative, midazolam. A second drug maker has joined this case. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 624 FM Talk 106.5. And Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. The segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew working your house, your business, your property you're getting ready to sell, maybe a storage unit that you haven't seen the inside of in 6 years. Listen, if you've got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it's just that easy to get an appointment. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And maybe now that the kids are gone to school, or at least most of them by the end of this week or next week for Mobile and Baldwin counties, you can get some of the junk gone and they'll never even notice their junk was removed. So get that appointment set. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. So this story here, there's always, you and I, Dalton, talk a bit about goings on in the parking lots of grocery stores and box stores, right?
Yeah, I've had some goings on over the last year and a half.
You've had some personal goings on, right?
it's almost like it's become a bar.
Right. People acting foolish out there, and often it has to do something with shopping carts or the way people park at the...
Okay.
Well, this is a story now. A man was arrested at Spanish Fort at the Rouses after police say he mooned a woman.
Oh, no.
And knocked her to the ground, all due to a dispute over a shopping cart.
No.
So I don't know if the mooning was a concealed weapon or what. He just dropped his drawers.
And was he mooning while he knocked her to the ground?
Well, it doesn't exactly lay that out. It said it happened about 4:45 yesterday afternoon when Spanish Fort police say a 60-year-old woman was leaving Rouse's when a 50-year-old Patrick Sullivan Lynch came up to her, upset where she left her shopping cart. Now, let me point out, these are grown folks. This is a 60-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man.
110 years of world experience between the two of them.
That's right. Thank you for pointing that out. When the two started arguing, police say Lynch dropped his pants, exposing his backside.
Mm-mm-mm.
When does that, in the escalation of something, when do you go to the mooning, especially when you're a 50-year-old man.
He took the Bart Simpson route.
He did. When the two started arguing, police say Lynch then exposed his backside. Then they say the woman took pictures of Lynch as he shoved her to the ground where she hit her head. Mm. The woman was transported to Thomas Hospital by ambulance. Spanish Fort police arrested Lynch, who was charged with assault third degree and public lewdness. Now, even though this is ridiculous first of all, there was a real assault here, but it was ridiculous because of the mooning. They had the story, Local 15 or MyNBC, Extreme 50, whatever the name is now. So WPMI had a story up yesterday about somebody pulling up right out here by the Airport Boulevard and 65 Interchange, which is right by our studios, over the weekend, and flashing a gun at somebody because they didn't like something they had done in traffic. They had come off 65 southbound and were about to go east on Airport. They pulled up next to him and were brandishing a gun and trying to scare the person. You know, the anger that people have that they somehow don't need to they let it go.
We're better than that. But what is it they always say? When it's the hottest time of year, that's when people are angriest, and also when it's coldest up in some of the northern states.
Although there is a point, though, if you do the studies, it can get so hot that violence decreases. We may talk about that coming up. Dr. Bill's on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Baldwin County landmark is closing. News 5 has learned the Burris Farm Market on Highway 59 in Loxley will close this Sunday. Employees at the market would not say why it's closing. In April, the current owner of the business, Richard Stewart, was indicted by a Baldwin County grand jury for first-degree sexual abuse. Stewart pleaded not guilty to the charges. His trial is scheduled for December. Mobile police are investigating a pair of shootings Tuesday. One person was wounded at a home on Hillcrest Lane near Cottage Hill and Azalea. News 5 employee Whitney Mosley was walking with her husband in the area and heard the shots.
We heard pow, pow, and we just kind of looked at each other. We were pretty scared and said, well, we're going to end this walk.
The other shooting Tuesday involved a man who was found shot at the Dollar General store on McVeigh Drive around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Police believe he was shot somewhere else and drove himself to the store for help. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
This is Dalton Orwig, and I'm sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape talking about football season. And Sid, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, Dalton, football season is going to be here before you know it. Fall is going to be here before you know it. So right now, what we're encouraging everyone to do is give us a call. Let us help you plan your new backyard living space. Maybe you want an outdoor kitchen. Maybe you want a backyard patio. Maybe you just want the backyard to look a little better. We can help with that. Maybe you want the front entrance to look better. Maybe you want your landscape beds to look a little better. We can help with that. Or maybe you just let the landscape go for the last few years. We can come in and clean everything up before those football parties or Thanksgiving or anything else. So right now is a good time to be planting because fall is the best time to be planting.
How can we contact you to have the crew come out?
Well, find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or give us a call, 626-3309.
All right. Thank you, Sid. That's Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. The management and employees of Maslin Carpets, 716 Bill Miles Drive in Saraland and 209 Carpet Drive in Atmore, ask you to respect the school safety patrol as you would any law enforcement association. The safety patrol is there to assist you, parents and children alike. Obey their signals. Cross the street when they direct. Always keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text and drive. This message provided by the management and employees of Maslin Carpets, 716 Bill Miles Drive in Saraland and 209 Carpet Drive in Atmore.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15, or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile, FM Talk 1065.
The vote count continues in some of yesterday's elections that are still too close to call. Trump-backed Republican Troy Balderson holds a razor-thin margin over Democrat Danny O'Connor in Ohio's 12th congressional district. In Kansas, Republican Governor Jeff Collier, trying to keep his job, is neck and neck with Secretary of State Chris Kobach for the GOP nomination. Prosecution star witness Rick Gates returns to the witness stand today in the fraud and tax evasion trial of Paul Manafort. Correspondent Joe Johns tells us he expects to see Gates face another brutal grilling on the stand today, just like yesterday.
Having to admit not just to his crimes, but also to his character flaws, lying, stealing, cheating, as the defense continues to try to chip away at his credibility in the eyes of the jury.
Chicago's most violent streets will see more police officers following 74 shootings last weekend. 430 additional officers will deploy to the city's five hardest hit districts. Stock futures now positive across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. One of the biggest losers was Weight Watchers, down 15% at the close after admitting a slight decline in the number of subscribers to its services over the past 3 months. The good news of the Q2 financials includes a 20% rise in year-over-year revenue and a jump in earnings, but not enough to brush off concerns about subscriber counts. Snap shares fell after the close as the company announced it beat earnings estimates, but daily active users fell due to redesign issues. The company also issued revenue guidance for the first time, but lower than forecast. Snap facing increasing competition, especially from Facebook-owned Instagram. Shares of Spark Therapeutics were down 28% after the Philadelphia Gene Therapy Company reported two patients had an adverse immune response to its experimental hemophilia therapy. Spark says the company's been addressing it, and it's moving forward with late-stage testing. The Nasdaq rose for a sixth day in a row, its longest winning streak since March. It gained 24 points, and the Dow advanced for the third session, adding 126. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. August is in full effect as of yesterday, although we did get a little break through some pretty intense thunderstorms.
Yes. In fact, the airport only had 0.16 inches of rain, but some areas of the town really got a deluge yesterday. Didn't last long, but a lot of rain came down in a short period of time. We're going to see a few thunderstorms today. It's going to be another very warm day. Yesterday, we got up to 94, at least 92, maybe 93 today, but a little more humid. And as a result, the heat index should be up around 105 for this afternoon. Now, tonight, there's a chance of an isolated evening thunderstorm or two. The low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, pretty much a copy of today. Mostly sunny skies, a few afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, and again, the heat index up around 105. As we look ahead to Friday and the weekend, a little better chance for some thunderstorm activity for Friday and Saturday. Friday will be partly cloudy, and as I mentioned, a good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, high in the low 90s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, and a very good chance for thunderstorms as a weather front moves into northern Alabama and then stalls. And so Saturday, you've got plans for outside activities. Watch out in the afternoon, because I look for quite a few thunderstorms. Highs will still get up into the lower 90s. Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend, with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics have been nicely quiet this year. What are they looking like today?
Well, right now we have a named storm, but it's out in the Atlantic Ocean, trending now a little bit toward the northern portion of the Atlantic. Debbie, with winds of 45 miles an hour. We're talking about this yesterday. It's no threat to any land area. Debbie's moving north-northeast. It's really out over the Gulf Stream, or what we call appropriately the North Atlantic Drift, and that warm water that extends from the east coast of the United States out into the Atlantic. That's where that storm is. And again, no threat to any land area. Elsewhere in the tropics, looking okay over the Gulf of Mexico, some thunderstorms over the western Caribbean. And in the Atlantic, we do have a cluster of thunderstorms halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and another tropical wave coming off the African coast. So maybe we're going to start to see a little more activity now down in the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist. I'm thinking, if I start a band, North Atlantic Drift and the Tropical Waves.
Ooh,
what do you think?
That
sounds
good. Will you open for Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah,
or will he open for you?
Because every time I hear Tropical Wave, I just picture a young lady dressed in a hula skirt.
Uh-huh.
And with a lay around her head and neck, and doing the kind of the wave back and forth, kind of like a Miss America wave or something, with some Hawaiian music in the background. That's a tropical wave to me. 638 FM Talk 106.5. Yes, we will lay out some of the low points of the high points of the Sean Ross interview with former Governor Bentley over at Yellowhammer. You can read the whole thing, link through on Dalton's Twitter feed and mine. And yes, he says there's a chance he could run for office again in 2020.
If God leads him down that avenue.
Yes. I tell you what, I don't have a, you know, I don't have a direct line other than, you know, the direct line everybody else has to God, but I'm just going to take a guess here. He's going to say, nah.
Sit this one out, Bentley.
Stay on the bench there, Bobby. 640, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. No accidents, but it looks like construction delays continue. I-10 westbound between Range Line and Theodore Dawes. A good ride so far from the 65 split traveling downtown and across the Bayway. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland also won't find any delays. Summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa this weekend. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get 0% APR financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 9/4/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
641 FM Talk 106.5. It's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The beginning of this week marked the first day of school for school districts across the South, and what should have been a joyous occasion turned violent as a gunman started shooting at a back-to-school festival in Florida called Peace in the City, that festival in Titusville. A bystander stepped in and stopped that gunman with multiple shots. Authorities say that man got into a fist fight earlier in the day and then returned back to the park with a gun and opened fire. School supplies were being handed out at that festival. There were about 150 people in the area when the shooting started. According to Florida Today, that gunman was shot in the head on Monday and airlifted to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Neither man has been identified, but the bystander, authorities say, has been cooperating with investigators and is not expected to face charges. Thankfully, no one else was injured. If you want to jump into your favorite swimming spot one more time before you go back to school, maybe just in time for the weekend, good news to report, that is, courtesy of the Alabama Department of Public Health. Tuesday morning, multiple swimming advisories were lifted for Mobile Bay waters at the Fairhope Public Beach and Volanta Avenue. Based on water samples collected from these locations on Monday, swimming water quality is once again good. The bacteria levels are at a safe level. Samples are analyzed for specific bacteria, and high counts indicate the possibility that other disease-causing germs could be present in the water. These indicator bacteria are inhabitants of the intestines of humans and other warm-blooded animals. The Alabama Department of Public Health and the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, they operate these water quality monitoring systems and notification program under a grant from the EPA's Beach Act program. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251 626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is taken into custody overnight, charged in a machete attack. According to a series of tweets from Mobile Police Department, two men got into a fight. 24-year-old Michael Walker then pulled out a machete and attacked the other man. Happened early this morning near Imogene and Orleans Streets in Midtown Mobile. The victim was rushed to the hospital. We do not know his condition at this hour. Pensacola police are looking for a man they say kidnapped a woman outside a bar in the downtown area and then raped her. Surveillance video shows the man carrying the woman to his car. She appears unconscious in the video. You can watch that video to see if you can identify the man on WKRG.com. The first bell will ring for several schools in our area this morning. Students and teachers are returning to Satsuma City Schools, schools in Escambia County, Alabama, Mobile Christian School in Mobile, and schools in Greene County, Mississippi. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Mornings Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Cleveland Browns rookie wide receiver Antonio Callaway was cited for marijuana possession and driving with a suspended license when he was stopped early Sunday morning in Strongsville, Ohio. Callaway was a fourth-round pick in this year's NFL draft out of the University of Florida. According to the police report, Callaway was arrested at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. He'd been stopped for a traffic violation, failing to yield to oncoming traffic. After police determined Callaway was driving with a suspended license, an officer found a small amount of suspected marijuana. Callaway's due in court tomorrow morning. He had a turbulent college career at Florida. Callaway was suspended twice and missed the entire 2017 season for allegedly using stolen credit card information to fund bookstore accounts. Callaway tested positive for drugs at the NFL Combine prior to being drafted by the Browns. In some college basketball news, Michigan head coach John Boeheim underwent a successful scheduled double bypass heart surgery on Monday in Ann Arbor. Boeheim is expected to leave the hospital in a few days, and he hopes to be fully active by the time the Wolverines begin fall practice in October. Michigan assistant Sadie Washington will serve as the team's interim head coach during Boeheim's absence. Back in April, Boeheim led Michigan to its second national title game appearance since 2013, where the Wolverines lost to Villanova 79-62. In the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers first-round pick guard Zaire Smith has been diagnosed with a fractured left foot after suffering the injury Monday during a developmental camp. Smith is scheduled for surgery later this week, but his recovery timetable is currently unclear. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears had Tuesday night off, and they'll begin a 5-game series tonight right here in Mobile against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. And in the major leagues on Tuesday, the Atlanta Braves and Washington Nationals split a doubleheader. The Nationals picked up a win in Game 1, 8-3, but the Braves got them back in Game 2 with a 3-1 win. Edgar Inciarte had a 2-run triple in the ninth inning to put the Braves ahead.
Hot shot! Fair ball headed for the corner. That's going to score Freddie. It kicks off the wall. Ball gets by Harper. Markakis around third. Throw toward the plate. Offline, and the Braves get 2 in the ninth.
Matt Carpenter hit his 30th home run of the season with his St. Louis Cardinals beating Miami 3-2.
3-2. Carpenter, a high fly ball, lifted out to deep right. At the wall, number 30! 30 home runs for Carpenter! St. Louis on top, 3-2.
The Philadelphia Phillies got the win over Arizona 5-2. Boston beat Toronto 10-7 in 10 innings. The Houston Astros beat San Francisco 2-1 thanks to an 8th-inning 2-run homer by Tyler White.
This ball sent to left field, high in the air and deep. All the way back, Slater at the wall, gone! Tyler White is in a 2-run home run! And just like last night, the Astros trailing the whole game 1-0. Take a 2-1 lead here on Tyler White.
Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-3, ending a three-game losing streak, and the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3 in 13 innings. 6:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This information update is brought to you by BBVA Compass, with financial plans customized solely for you and for your business. Commercial banking, creating opportunities.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have told us a few accidents. We've got to now move down the roadway. Steady ride, though. Construction still slowing you down a little bit. Westbound I-10 between Theodore Dawes and 90. From the 65 split downtown, looks good across the Bayway. Daphne to Malbus and Loxley won't find any delays yet this morning. The 21st Annual Dolphins Dream Beer Festival taking place Saturday, August 25th in downtown Mobile, with over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Get the details at BeerFestMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Beer Fest. 651. That should be their logo. Or it should be their slug line.
Yeah, seriously. I'm surprised that they don't have like and I know I've already referenced The Simpsons once this morning.
Oh, might as well do it again.
But have a Homer Simpson walking around. I mean, come on. He is the man of beer.
Yes, he is. At least the cartoon rendering therein. All right, speaking of renderings. Yellowhammer News story. The Sean Ross published this yesterday over at yellowhammernews.com. Exclusive. Bentley gives scoop on social media activity, leaves door open for 2020 U.S. Senate run. Former Alabama Governor Robert J. Bentley is back. This summer, Twitter and Facebook accounts representing the former Alabama governor were reactivated to coincide with the unveiling of Bentley for Alabama. Bentley for Alabama, y'all, is a new site launched on Memorial Day, examining Bentley's time serving as Alabama's 53rd governor, and provides a contemporary updates on his life since leaving office. We've done a few of those on this show.
Yeah.
Talking about the cool sculpting there at the dermatology clinic. The platform also makes available to the general public archived digital content from the Bentley administration and both of his gubernatorial campaigns. Quote, Governor Bentley was Alabama's first governor to serve during the rise in popularity of digital mediums and social media platforms, the site notes, before outlining a litany of online resources that it provides. I don't know if he exactly invented the internet.
No.
But it kind of...
So, and this he was goes, there, though.
Yeah, he was there. He was alive during that time. It goes back and forth in an interview Sean Ross has with Bentley. And then the kind of the one that we're using as a headline maker there, he leaves open this idea of running for Senate.
Yeah, he said that... I mean, he was asked directly, would you consider a return to public office? Maybe the U.S. Senate race in 2020. And Bentley did not say no. This was his exact answer.
Okay.
He said, I love serving the people of this state. Serving as governor was the greatest honor of my life. I have a heart for our people, and I believe we're all called to serve one another in some capacity. I found public service was a way to do that. I believe what's missing in public service today is loving the people that you serve and wanting to help those who need help, especially those who are less fortunate and really have nothing. if God shows me a new avenue where I can do that, I'll do it. So does that mean he's running for Senate?
Well, and I asked this question beginning of the hour. I remembered something in the consent decree or whatever it was that removed him from office where he wasn't going to be able to run for office.
Yeah, and I went back and I tried to find that sentencing, and I did find. I succeeded. He was sentenced. Remember, he took that guilty plea, sentenced to 12 months on supervised probation, which I believe has passed by now. He was also fined $7,100 in addition to the court costs, also told to pay back nearly $9,000 to his campaign committee's bank account and turn over the $36,912 left in his account to the state. He also agreed to never run for office again, waived his rights to appeal, and has promised to perform 100 hours of community service. So yeah, he did promise to never run for office again.
But he had his fingers crossed behind his back?
I think so. I never signed anything.
That's right. There you go. The full story over at yellowhammernews.com. You can grab the links from our social media platforms. Time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Keeping an eye on the weather report and the flags on the beach is a must if you're going to safely enjoy sand and surf, as right now, multiple agencies continue to search for yet another missing swimmer off Dolphin Island. Dolphin Island police responded to a report that the swimmer went missing at approximately 12:30 p.m. on Bienville Boulevard. Rescue crews are currently in that area searching. This report coming just days after two bodies were found in waters off Dolphin Island after a man and his son drowned Thursday while swimming in the same waters. And earlier that day, 11 swimmers had to be rescued on Orange Beach due to strong rip tides. Please use caution no matter how strong of a swimmer you think you may be, and keep it tuned to Dr. Bill every morning for your latest weather report right here on FM Talk 106.5. Good news, Baldwin County is booming. The drawback, though, the traffic woes, especially on Highway 181. The Alabama Department of Transportation, though, this week has started work on a four-mile section of Highway 181. Once the job is finished, the highway will have four lanes between State Road 104 and U.S. Highway 31. So here's what you need to know as you head to work or try to get your kids to school this time next week. There will be lane closures during the construction. LDOT says crews will avoid, though, working during peak commuting hours. And work on this $20 million project will continue through the spring of 2021. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Jeff Poore joins us coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. I have a lot to talk about with him. Maybe we'll get Jeff's take on the fact that the door may possibly be at least cracked open in the eyes of now Dr. former Governor Robert Bentley about running for U.S. Senate in 2020. You talk about adding some extra rings to a three-ring circus. God bless.
It would be, if nothing else, it would be fun, I think, yes. To watch.
If he came to you and said, hey, remember me? I used to be governor of state. I want you to put my campaign together. What would my slug line be? What do you do? How do you put together his campaign for Senate?
Well, in this interview, he reiterated unemployment was above 10% before he got into office. Yep. I wonder if he doesn't feel like somebody might be stealing that thunder from him right now.
It's his legacy. At Dern K. Ivey, trying to ride my coattails. We'll talk about that with Jeff and a whole lot more coming up after 8 o'clock. Back to the news, weather, and traffic right now on FM Talk 106.5.